First, think of the ordinary person that you are in daily life. 2. Next, think about the soul, known only to yourself, or so you think, and 3. Thirdly, try to find the place of stillness and quiet at the center of your being, the real I. As you learn to withdraw into your inner self, the outer self will, as it were, dissolve, and the inner self begin to assert itself. This inner self is a personality, a soul, and a something more. If you will train yourself in contemplation, you will find that beneath the soul there is a place of stillness, of blankness, of nothingness if you like. Yet when you are confronted with the seeming nothingness which lies beneath the conscious self, you will gradually become aware of an allness, a sense of affinity with universal life and at one ment with God. In this condition there can be no separation, no darkness, no fear, nothing exists but love and an exquisite joy which permeates your whole being. Next headline. Why then do you fear? When we come down through the mists of the astral world into the still denser mists which envelop the earth, we feel and see how much suffering is caused through fear. Indeed, we see that the basis of most suffering is fear. We see the human mind largely dominated by fear of the future, fear of the unknown. Surely you know by now that whatever tangle you find yourself in, whatever emotional strain is yours, these cannot last forever, but are passing phases, which come only as lessons to teach you something of value. You are here that you may learn, may gain knowledge which is essential to your well-being, and it is the actual experience of living with your fellow man which brings you wisdom. Wisdom also comes direct from heaven as the result of your reaching upward to heaven, to higher planes of heavenly understanding, and wisdom says that bitter and painful experiences grow yet more painful if you allow them to disturb you emotionally and mentally. The alternative is to learn to lay them aside, and in everything to depend upon the love of God. Confusion will depart if you can contact the divine heart by simple prayer uttered in faith and trust, and most of all in humility. As the waves became still at the command of Jesus, so all your troubled emotions will be quieted when the Master takes possession of your heart. So accept with love all that happens. Look for the lesson that has to be, learn it from every experience, bad or good. Look up to God daily, hourly, and be filled with the divine light and love. It pours like a golden ray into your heart and head centers, cleansing, healing, uplifting, steadying, giving you control over all your weakness. Next headline. The deep silence where is love? Brethren, from the center of all life, from the place of deep silence where all is love, we bring you peace. If you will withdraw from the thraldom of your physical existence and seek the source of all life, you will find a deep peace that nothing can disturb. By the divine will within, withdraw from the outermost and seek peace and truth at the center of all life. Although storms may rage on the outer plane, this deep inner peace is the source of all your strength. From that center you draw the sustenance and guidance you need at all times. Peace is a dynamic power. From the heart of peace comes right action. When men think and act in haste, conflict and pain usually result. So, in your own daily lives, strive for inner tranquility. Right action will then be yours. Having acted rightly, patiently wait for the outworking of the will of God. Learn to be still. When in doubt, do nothing. Be constant, and rest in the consciousness of the eternal love and wisdom. Turn, my child, to the source of all life, and allow the divine power within to rise up and direct you. This power comes in fullness when you touch that deep peace which is truth, which is God. Now you feel your burdens slipping away. There are no burdens, my child. Only those you make for yourself to bear, and all of you do this. God's peace we leave with you. Be ready at all times to accept His will, to accept the way which opens before you, knowing there is no other, then meekly follow that path and trust in the Great Spirit. Next headline. The Eternal Presence. The presence of the Lord Christ should become very real to you. No human soul need ever live removed from this companionship, for Christ does not exclude or withdraw Himself from anyone. But you must separate yourself from worldly thoughts and desires before you can become aware of His presence. Those of you whose duty and work take you among conditions of harsh worldliness will find it difficult to keep attuned to the eternal spirit of peace and love. But remember, my child, that you should at all times keep in your heart the thought of the presence of Christ. Remember also that Christ, when manifesting through Jesus of Nazareth, was ever peaceful and calm amidst the turmoil of worldliness. His disciples must seek to find this quietude and sweetness in the midst of the crowd. It is easier in solitude to keep close to him, but the tried, the happy and the great man is he who keeps aware of his master, despite the pressure of the multitude. Strive, therefore, even in the midst of turmoil to hold true communion with your master. Nothing, except your own thoughts and feelings, can separate you from him and from the center of light. Another valuable lesson which you as the pupil of the master have to learn is that of patience, patience when you are confronted with material difficulties, patience to know that all is in God's hands, and will work out for good, for God. Bear patiently your difficulties and problems, knowing that God, all love and all wisdom, holds you and all humanity within his heart. If you would be happy and give greater happiness to all whom you contact, seek those quiet places of the spirit, seek to discriminate between the unreal, which is of the world, and the reality, which is of the spirit. Part 4. Acceptance. Men are careless and heedless with their thoughts, secure in the belief that they can hide them from their companions. But in the realms of spirit there is no cloaking of thought. All is thrown open, all thoughts are known. Would that it could be so on earth. If men and women only knew that their thoughts could be seen and heard by others, even as their physical forms are seen and heard, they would quickly learn to control them. The master looks into the heart of the aspirant, for he knows that what he sees in the heart will be expressed in the thought, and what is expressed in the thought will take form on the physical plane. So guard well your thoughts, keep them pure in the locks of God. Ever seek the true interpretation of all that you see and hear. Continually make an effort to live according to spiritual values, refusing to be entangled and held down by false conceptions. When you see the right, firmly hold to the right and do the right, uninfluenced by material conditions or consequences. The spiritual law is such that it will never lead you astray. Follow it truly and you cannot go wrong, but you must have courage to hold fast to any decision you may make. Look up to the Golden One. Absorb into your being his golden rays. His strength shall be given to you. Next headline. Thy will be done. Do not look primarily for physical or material results arising out of your endeavors, but for the stirring of pure spirit. Learn to discriminate between the real and the unreal, for it must become a natural and spontaneous reaction for you to see beneath material happenings and recognize the life of Christ at work. The Christ way of life is the only reality. You cannot make demands upon God either verbally or mentally, but you can most surely earn God's blessing and help by living according to his spiritual laws as they are one by one revealed to you. As soon as the aspirant begins to live the true inner life of a son of God, he sounds a note which echoes throughout the spiritual universe like a great mantra or word of power, and in consequence his life, without his making any mental demands, draws to itself all the good things which the loving Father wishes to bestow upon it. If you feel disappointed because what you want does not appear, we tell you in all sincerity and love that this is because you have yet to fulfill the requirements of God. But take heart, keep on striving, keep on living from your heart as the Christ taught you to live, until it becomes as natural to you as breathing. Then you will no longer hold back the blessings on all planes of life which are even now waiting for you. If you are tempted to make demands upon God or the spiritual powers, you may have cause to regret it, because such demands, although they may be granted, may result in your own discomfiture, pain and suffering. The true way, the only way is to surrender to the will and the love of God, saying, "Thy will be done in earth, in this earthly tabernacle which is myself, as it is being done in heaven, in that state of perfect happiness, harmony, love, where all blessings flow without hindrance from the heart of love to all thy children." Learn discernment and discrimination in prayer as in all else. And the blessing of all love be upon you. Next headline. Wait upon God. You, in whom love and desire to help humanity have been awakened, are so eager that you sometimes try to rush forward on the path. But remember, you cannot rush God, and you cannot push past God. If you try to rush forward too quickly, you will come up against a sharp instrument which will arrest you, perhaps painfully. Therefore be patient and learn to wait upon God. Your Bible tells you that there is an acceptable time of the Lord. There is an acceptable time for everything. This is spiritual law. The way of God is slow and sure. There is a time for action and a time for silence and inaction. When you must needs wait during one of these periods of inaction, be patient, faithful, and trusting. You will in time receive a fuller reward than you can possibly foresee or imagine, a reward pressed down and running over that will be your joy, not so much because of outer happenings which please you, but mainly because a change has taken place within your inner self, which has brought to joy not understood by the worldly man, a peace beyond all worldly understanding. Next headline. The source of all strength. Cease to think in terms of earth. Do not allow your thoughts to limit your life, or the life force which continually flows into you. You limit this power by negative thoughts, but its flow increases in you and in your life when you attune your thoughts to the star which is the Christ. There is much activity in your world. Your life on the earth plane is overburdened with activity, but you must learn to become aware of the inner life, the plane of spirit deep within you. You are creating all the time. Every moment of your life you are creating your inner world to which you will withdraw when your physical body has ceased its functioning. As you give yourselves in service, so is your life force being replenished. All the strength that you need in your service to the outer life is flowing into you from the spiritual state. Did not Jesus tell you to take no thought for the morrow, that all your needs would be supplied? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. There is so much confusion of thought, so much turmoil all round you in the world, that you need help to give you more confidence and strength of purpose. In silence shall be your strength. Next headline. Creation, not destruction. The thought of Christ must become real, the living image of the Christ life be ever present in your heart. You must refuse to see evil and destruction. You must live creating beauty in your mind as God created beauty in His mind. Your thoughts should always be positive because your mind images will in the course of time register themselves on other minds, and also because that which you think today, you will yourself become tomorrow. Your body in its well or ill being will reproduce your thoughts. This is spiritual and scientific law. If you would have a better world, start to create it for yourself, now, at this very instant in your mind. Hold the positive thought continually, refuse to allow any other thought to banish it from your consciousness. Then raise your whole vibration and your aspiration to your Creator, praying, "Breathe on me, breath of God." God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and God will breathe into you this same breath of life if you will hold the thought of this perfect life in your mind and heart. Then you will be able to say in truth, as the Master Jesus did, "The Father and I are one. I am in the Father and the Father in me." Hold fast to this realization of the light, of the life within you. Let the light manifest through you, let it shine throughout the world. You as an individual are of the greatest importance, because the perfect expression of God through you can influence countless lives. Every human soul is of the utmost importance because every soul is potentially a reflector of God's life. You can best help humanity towards brotherhood by seeking wisdom, prompted by the love in your heart, by learning to withhold criticism and condemnation, by seeing only the God struggling for manifestation in man. Be on the alert to obey the voice within your heart, hold fast to courage and a deep faith that the light can never be extinguished. All else may fail, but the light Christ the Son will endure. May the God of love bless you now, and breathe into your wayfaring hearts the breath of life. Next headline. New birth. The familiar story of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, in the stable with only animals for companions, also describes in symbolic form the birth of the light, or the Christ child, in a human heart reduced to lowliness and humility through sorrow, and through spiritual and often through material need. When thus reduced, the soul is called to take shelter in a simple stable or cave. The cave is the heart of man wherein the Christ light comes to birth. When all arrogance and fear have departed and man gives himself simply and completely to God, the birth of the Christ child takes place in him. When you are suffering the pangs of this birth, and you feel lonely and dissatisfied and tempted to question the love of God, when the soul questions why, remain unanswered, try to remember that there is a solid reason for everything that happens in your life, and accept with patience and humility all that comes. For the pain, the disappointment and loneliness come to help you bring to birth and full stature the beautiful Spirit of the Son of God in your heart, a happening which will bless you beyond all your dreams. Part 5. The Transforming Power. You become anxious about your earthly problems because you are depending solely upon soul, forgetting the limitless power upon which you may draw. Very simply, we would advise you to do your best according to your opportunities in earthly life. You may then safely leave the working out of the plan to the Great White Spirit and to the servers and messengers who come to help individuals as well as groups and nations. If you would follow this rule, and act and think and speak rightly according to the spiritual law which you are beginning to understand, you need never fear the future. For God is love and wisdom, and by the operation of His divine law good cometh out of so-called evil. Indeed good comes, it is the natural product of the seeds of goodwill, of the application of the law of love to man's affairs. Do your best with the material God has given you, and keep your vision forever on the perfect one, the perfect life. You will then be putting the law into operation, and you will gradually see results, working out not in your way perhaps, but more beautiful and more perfect in completion than you had ever conceived and hoped for. The secrets of the universe are contained within the light, and for this reason there will be a release of the secrets of nature to those who seek first the kingdom of God. Be untiring in your work, but depend not upon your own strength. That would bring you limitation. Look to the Great Spirit, the White Spirit, for all your needs and for the release of that inner strength within you. Be undaunted, be untiring, but depend not upon yourself. Look to the infinite love and glory of the Son, Christ. Next headline. The Fountain of Life. Within you is the golden light of the Sun, and only you can release this radiation from within your own center. Try to realize that within your heart center is the same blazing, golden sun as the one you contemplate in your aspirations, and that this infinite source of power is within your own being. The great light of the sun floods you with his glory and his life, and by your devotion to the Christ light and the personality of the Lord Christ you will open yourself to the incoming of the sun, which will flood your being and stimulate and release the divine fire within yourself. You could be as kings, ruling supreme over all negative conditions in your lives, but too often you succumb to the negative forces instead of releasing, with your own master key, the power and light stored up within you to combat these forces. The only way to make use of this key is by constant and continuous practice of awareness of the presence of this glorious light within you and around you. So, whenever you feel depressed and life seems a burden to you, break the bondage of your thought to find the fountain of life within your being, feel within your breast the power which is there. The Great White Spirit, the Golden Sun, the source of all life, will not fail to raise you up if you will only allow yourself to be raised. You all keep yourselves in bondage, in chains. Throw off the chains of earthly darkness and see yourselves as you truly are, sons and daughters of the blazing, golden light of the Son of God. In the beginning men from the sun came to earth to teach mankind the way of life, and the radiation from the hearts of these sun men of long ago was such that even the human form grew to a great size under its influence. If you could see with clear vision the radiation of a great one or master, you would behold a golden and rainbow light reaching far beyond the small human figure outlined at its center. Each one of you is potentially a sun man. You too can use your will, your love, your prayers to radiate this light to your fellows. As Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This is the right way to overcome all evil, to overcome cruelty, conflict and war. Only you must become very certain in your knowledge that the light of the sun will absorb into itself and consume all darkness. Next headline. Desirelessness. One of the lessons all souls have to learn is the lesson of love. Personal love of a selfless nature is beautiful, and it makes life lovely and brings great happiness. But the personal love must be broad and wide. Love, like power, must be poised, it must be steady, it must in a sense be impersonal. You may think that impersonal love is cold, but this is not so. Impersonal love is pure and without condemnation. It is all embracing, all enfolding, all tenderness. Above all, it is love without pain. If your love has brought you pain, there is something wrong with it. Learn to love, then, without pain, and you will have learnt the main lesson love has to teach. Is it hard? Yes, to you on earth all these things seem hard, but that rich reward which follows the learning of the lesson on earth is worth the struggle. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Pound upon these two commandments hangs all the law. Love thy neighbor, loved free God. All selfish desire, all desire to have and to hold must go. You must be prepared to lose, to give all. This does not mean that all will of necessity be demanded of you, but rather that desire for possession must fall away. You must so center your love upon the Christ Spirit that you long only to become more aware of His radiance, peace, strength. But to enter into and share His great light, you must encompass all living creatures with your love. In Him there is no separation from any living thing, yet in Him is liberation. Strive also to become more worthy of the Master's love. Outer circumstances do not matter. Be human, be happy, be ready to enjoy all the beauties of the earthly life. Make proper use of all God's gifts, but do not abuse them or abuse yourself by misuse. Above all, guard well the inner sanctuary of your soul. Remember each morning when you rise that the happenings of the coming day are prepared for you by God's laws, and that all that will matter is your personal reaction to what the day will bring. Be still within and know God. Next headline. The essence of divine love. There is no power greater than the Christ light. Control and command over the physical and spiritual atoms are achieved not by power of man's earthly mind, but by the very essence of the lowly spirit of the gentle Christ. Whatever problem lies before you can be solved by the Christ love, the great and only true solvent of all problems. The life, the power of the Christ spirit can never be destroyed. Man's body may die, people disappoint him, and his world may pass away, but the Spirit of the Son of God can never fail. His light is life. Live in this light forever. We understand how easily weariness of mind and body can possess you, for we ourselves have not forgotten our earthly experiences. We understand the heaviness of matter, and how it weighs you down. Yet saints and sages have evolved bodies that have become so light and vibrant that they live and move between the physical and etheric state. This same process of evolution is continually going on in all physical matter. All humanity is progressing upwards in its return to the Divine Father Mother God, and in the process is shedding both the denser atoms and appetites of the lower man. In the degree this happens, so does the vibration of Mother Earth herself quicken and her substance become less gross. If you will meditate upon the presence of the beautiful Christ Spirit, you will absorb the essence of His being, the essence or perfume which will quicken your own bodily vibration so that all tiredness and heaviness depart. You will not know tiredness when you come to the edge of the aura of the Great One. We can only tell you about these things. They wait for you to experience them for yourself. Do you remember the wonderful healings which took place when the crowds pressed around the beloved Master? To be near Him, to touch His holy aura was sufficient to revitalize the soul of the sick man who sought healing. Again we say that the one truth, the one power the world is waiting for, is the power of the pure and holy Christ Spirit. To you the world may appear to be in chaos, but we assure you that out of chaos and suffering a better understanding is coming to birth. Would that we could find words to convince you of this truth, but since words cannot of themselves always bring conviction, we can only endeavor to impart to you the essence of divine love. The way to work for the great white brotherhood is always by love, and never by force in any shape or form. No man must force his own individual or personal views on other men. To love them is the only way to win them. Next headline. In love there is no separation. Think of yourself as being held within that light which is the heart of all creation, which manifests as love. In this consciousness there is no separation between loved ones after death because there is no death. The soul cannot die. On earth, with its many distractions on the physical plane, you can become cut off from that power, but you are in the physical life in order to gain spiritual strength, and for no other purpose. You are here to gain spiritual or God consciousness, and to disentangle your human consciousness from the ignorance and the mists of the physical life. The material world with all its harshness and greed brings sickness and unhappiness and fear to the soul. But when you can disentangle yourself from the cares and trivialities of your outer environment, you are happy and at peace. We want you to become each day more aware of the reality of the unseen worlds, of the presence of the unseen. We would emphasize the truth of the saying, in spirit there is no separation, but first you must understand what is meant by the word spirit. Spirit is the God consciousness within man. Within yourself is that wonderful love of God. And as you love in simplicity of heart, you are becoming God conscious. You are becoming conscious of the oneness of spirit. As soon as you truly love, you are in touch with the infinite. Because you are in touch with the infinite, you are conscious of all love, and there is no longer separation between this world and the next. All power is yours because you have reached at one ment. Then you can truly say, as did the Master of Masters, I and the Father are one. Next headline. The breath of God. Breathe in the holy breath, the perfect breath of life. Breathe out the blessing of love. Practice this rhythm of holy breathing, breathing in the life of the Creator. Let it flow through your whole being, harmonizing, adjusting, purifying, ennobling your whole life. Your Father in heaven knows your thoughts, your prayers, your strength and your weakness, and He has one thought for you. It is that you should realize His love for you. He does not want you to suffer or to be unhappy. He wants you to be at peace because you know Him and His power. Do not think of God as a universal power without intelligence or love or personality. God still takes form and comes among you, and you must look for Him in form everywhere in your life. Seek and ye shall find. He comes to you specially in the forms of the illumined ones, the elder brethren, and in the form of the Golden One. He has created you, man, in His own image, and possessed of infinite possibilities. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Say to yourself every morning, I am perfect as my Father created me perfect. I am divine love. I am divine peace. When you go to sleep at night, let your last thought be of praise and thankfulness to God. Think of crossing the river to the world of light. Let the divine will within you be your director both in sleep and waking. Do not look about you on the earth plane for unharmony and for those who hurt you and who are rough and unkind. Look above them. Keep your thoughts always fixed upon the good, the true and the beautiful God life. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out the blessing of love and healing upon the earth. You, the child of God, are whole, you are holy, and as you truly and earnestly think, so you become. Let all frets and fears and inharmonies fall behind you and live tranquilly in His life. Next headline. The resurrection and the lift. The Master, Jesus the Christ, understood human frailty and knew the power of man's earthly mind to separate him from his true inheritance. Could you only remain firm in the realization of indwelling spiritual life and power, you could be instantly healed of all disability. We know the pull of the physical body and how the earthly mind dominates you. Nevertheless, again and again we say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. By strenuous effort, through prayer, devotion and adoration, you can rise above the downward pull of the earthly mind.